Welcome to the How to Love Yourself No Matter What podcast. My name is Amanda Hess, and I am a certified life coach. If you are like me, you know that self-love is important. But did you know that it's the number one thing missing when it comes to creating a life you love? Listen in, friend. I'm going to share all my secrets because you deserve to love yourself starting now. Okay, hello and welcome to episode number 37. So listen, I am so excited to bring you this episode. I've named it Body Shaming. It is something that I am really, really passionate about. It is something that I know a lot about. And ultimately, I have a tremendous amount of experience with working with hundreds and hundreds of women on their body shame. But before I dig in, I just really wanted to just acknowledge that I have not been feeling awesome. And, you know, I wish I could remember what I said in all my other podcasts, but I really don't. But I've been physically unwell. And on top of being physically unwell, what's happened is I've had some emotional unrest and I found myself really oscillating between depression and anxiety. And I think it's interesting and something I wanted to just bring up before we dig in here, because I know that for many of the people that listen to my podcast, that this is something that you also experience. And I just wanted to normalize it for you because I think it's very easy to think that nobody feels the way that you feel. And I just want you to know that's not true. The reality is that feeling depressed, feeling anxious, feeling worried, feeling hopeless, all of those things are normal human emotions, and they're things that all of us feel. And even as a coach, even somebody that has spent years and countless hours working on my emotional well-being, that doesn't give me a pass from experiencing those emotions. And in fact, I was even speaking to a colleague of mine last week, and I was talking to her about this launch that I recently did and how it was really challenging emotionally and how I really struggled with it. And she was sharing with me how she is, you know, many levels above me in my business, and she had the same struggles. And so I just want to meet you where you're at. And I just want you to know from my heart that if that is something that you're experiencing, please know it's normal. And it's also the reason why I am recording this podcast the day that I'm releasing it instead of before. And I'm okay with it. And I haven't written a thing either. So this is just going to be me having a heart-to-heart with you. And we're going to talk about this very, very important issue, which is body shaming. So I'm going to give you some context. I was thinking about when I was writing my post on Instagram today, and if you don't follow me there, you should. Okay. Just go over to amandahess.ca. It's super easy. Friend me on Instagram or follow me, I guess it is. And I will follow you back if you send me a message, okay? Because I really do like to form connections with people and get to know them. But I had been thinking about what I wanted to post on Instagram today, because the theme for me this month in my business is to talk about our bodies, to talk about our appearance, to talk about feeling beautiful, to talk about all of these very important things. That what I find is as we get older, we start having this general sense that good enough is good enough, right? Like it's really not that important to look or feel good about your appearance. And I have to tell you, I completely disagree. I don't think that that's the truth at all. And I think it's really worthwhile digging in here. But when I created this post, what I was really talking about was how we are so very critical of our appearance. And in fact, I had posted in my free Facebook community, and if you're not there, you should join that too. You can go over to joinamanda.ca, but I digress. And I had asked, do you prefer looking at yourself in the mirror, or do you prefer looking at yourself in a picture? Like, which one is like more painful for you? And 99% of the people that answered said that they hated looking at themselves in pictures, which I think is really interesting. and worth looking at. So I started thinking about why is that? How does that happen? And the reality is that happens because when we're looking in the mirror, we tend to posture ourselves in a certain way. We have certain ways we stand, certain ways we hold our face. We make sure that we're not looking at ourselves in what we would consider an unflattering angle, right? Like that's what we do when we look in the mirror. Also, it's very normalizing. We're used to looking at ourselves in the mirror because we do tend to see ourselves in mirrors if we're going to see ourselves at all, right? Because it's not like we can step outside of our body and see ourselves any other way. But when somebody takes a picture of you, of course, it's at a different angle. They're seeing different parts of your body. You're seeing different parts of your face, and you maybe aren't standing in the most flattering at the most flattering angle, right? And you may not have the best side of your face showing. But what I think is super fascinating about it is that it doesn't even really matter, right? Because it's just a snapshot of what you look like in that moment. But what we've become is we've become very hypercritical of how we look, especially in photographs. And I was considering this when I was thinking about where does that come from for me, you know, because I'm certainly not, it's not that I've never had that experience or that that's never offered to me, because it is. And I was really considering that when I was young, I remember watching my mom get ready to go on a date, say with my dad, right? So she's getting ready to go out and have dinner with my dad. And I remember that she would have like, you know, stiletto heels. And I just thought those were just the most amazingly beautiful things. And she'd have on this gorgeous dress and she'd have her hair and her makeup done. And I would just think that she looked honestly like a goddess. I just thought she was so beautiful. And I couldn't wait to be as beautiful as she was. And the interesting part about that is, you know, on occasion I would take a picture of them, let's say before they head out the door, right? And then my mom would see the picture. And of course, back then you had to actually wait. You had to wait till you used all the film and then you had to go and get the film developed. And so, I mean, it took some time to get that picture actually in front of you, right? Unless you had like a Polaroid. But I do remember my mom then looking at the picture and tearing herself apart, you know, really and truly going after herself for the size of her thighs, for the fact that her head she felt was too small for her body. She used to joke that she had a pinhead and a gopher face. And I mean, like at the time, you know, we would laugh. But what I think is interesting about it and what I think is important is that without knowing it, she was sending me a message as a young girl and as a young woman that I should be hypercritical too. And I think that we often blame society for where we're at, like, oh, it's society, it's the magazines, it's, you know, the photoshopping and all of that. And I don't disagree. I think that that plays a part. But I actually think that the most damage that gets done is from the people that we love and trust and know that are around us, and the conversations that are being had and the things that are being said. And specifically when it comes to us women, it comes from what we say about us. And I have seen this over and over and over again. You know, this is not an issue that is only about being overweight or being plus size. It has nothing to do with being older or younger. It touches every single one of us. In fact, I even think about my niece, and she is this gorgeous, athletic 12-year-old girl, and she is also concerned about her weight. And I hear all of the adults in her life and, you know, for everyone else. And there is this conversation of, oh, well, I gained 10 pounds over COVID, right? I gained this weight and I can't, you know, I can't lose it. I need to go and do X, Y, and Z so that I lose this weight. And we're saying that in front of these young girls, right? Here's the thing. My mom never told me that I was ugly. In fact, it was quite the opposite. My mom told me I was beautiful. She would share with me how beautiful I was all the time. And she would tell me how other people thought I was beautiful and how they thought I should be a model. And she would continuously tell me these things. So it wasn't like there was a lack of external validation when it came to my appearance. But none of that matters when what you were hearing around you is that what actually really matters is being thin. What actually really matters is being young. What actually really matters is looking perfect. What really matters is being a very beautiful person that looks like they stepped out of a magazine. Like, that's what really matters. In fact, that matters more than if you're happy. That matters more than if you're fulfilled. That matters more than if you're satisfied. Now, I get a lot of clients that walk through my door when they come to me and they jump on a consult with me, and they come to me because they are feeling so unfulfilled. They come to me because they are feeling so dissatisfied with their life. And the reality is this is a huge fucking part of that. Okay? So I want you to really hear me, and I want you to really take this in, because not only is how we're talking about ourselves damaging those around us, which it is, just so you know, every time you say something shitty about you to you, it isn't just harming you, it is harming everybody that hears it. But not only that, right? It's also so incredibly harmful to you. When you shame yourself for how you look, it is like taking a knife and jabbing it into your own stomach. And I know that's really dramatic, but I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that the truth is, that's just the truth. Okay? And so when you really consider how you want to think and feel about yourself, a lot of times what ends up happening is, you know, we think that the way that we're going to like how we look is if we lose weight, if we get plastic surgery, if we, you know, get Botox, if we ensure that we have all of these things in place. The only time we can be beautiful is when our makeup and hair is done and we're X amount of pounds. And, you know, in all honesty, if you're over 40, it was before now, right? And none of that serves you at all. It's so damaging to you. And it's not surprising to me that then when you go and you start looking for, you know, clothing, that you can't do it, that you never buy anything nice, that you never actually do anything nice for you. You never create anything nice for you. Of course you don't, right? Why would you? You treat yourself like everything that is you is completely unacceptable. Now, this isn't about pulling out a stick and beating you to death with it. It really is about creating this awareness, because I really want you to consider that you get to decide how you talk about you to you. That is actually your choice. And I think that it's important to talk about what we talked about before so that there is some context, right? So that we get an awareness of why we do what we do, where it comes from. And I think it's really important to remember that, yes, there's society, but society is all of us, right? Like, society is us. That's what society is. So how do we change this? How do we move this forward? How do we take this to a place where we're not doing this? And why is it important? Well, it's important, and I've already touched on this, but it's important because only you have to live with you. Only you live in your brain. Only you take up space in your own head. And I want to know, do you want to be happy? Do you want to feel fulfilled? Do you want to feel satisfied? Do you want that? Where you're going to get that, where that comes from, isn't from losing weight. It isn't from having plastic surgery. It isn't from, you know, regretting how you lived your life before. It's none of that. Where it comes from is what you decide to think about you. And what I will say is, the very first step that you can take is simply making a decision. Making a decision that you're going to drop the judgment when it comes to your appearance or anyone else's. I want to offer this challenge to you as an opportunity to really look at this in a different way. Yes, the thoughts are still going to come up. Yes, you're still going to think the things you were thinking. Yes, that's all going to happen for sure. For sure, it's coming. If you are over 5 years old, it's coming, because we have been conditioned to believe that we need to be critical of how we look. But just because we've been conditioned to do it doesn't mean we can't change it. It doesn't mean we can't make a different choice. And if you do, I want you to consider what that could create. Imagine looking in the mirror and deciding, I look great. Imagine looking in the mirror and deciding, you know what? I'm really beautiful without makeup on. Imagine looking at a picture and seeing it and simply deciding, yeah, I look really good in that picture. I want you to consider what that is going to do for you every time you think that on purpose. What is that going to create for you? And look, it's going to feel fake. It's going to feel fake AF. It's going to feel ridiculous. That doesn't make it wrong. It's one tiny step towards what you want to create. If you want to go out in the world and lose weight because you think it's healthier, great. But I'm going to tell you a truth here that I hear, because I hear this from my clients a lot. Oh, I just want to lose weight so I can be healthier. Great. You can totally do that. You can do that, though, from a place of loving and nurturing yourself. You don't need to do that from a place of flagellating yourself. You don't need to do that from a place of considering how you are right now as being totally unacceptable. Really think about that. Really consider what that might look like. Because I know I'm kind of on my soapbox right now, but I've seen the damage it does. You know, before I was a life coach, I worked as a fashion stylist, right? I worked as an image consultant, if you want to call it that. And I dressed so many women, hundreds. And every single time there would be an issue, there would be a problem, there would be something wrong with this particular woman. And she was hyper-focused on it to the point where I couldn't sometimes dress her the way that was the most beautiful because she was so hyper-focused on some perceived flaw that she had. And then she would turn around and blame it on her mother or blame it on society or blame it on what happened in high school. And yes, all those things happened. But that was the shame you felt back then. Okay? The shame you feel right now, that's up to you. I want to empower you to start choosing something new, choosing beautiful thoughts about you, choosing saying out loud only things that are going to build you up, only saying out loud things that are going to make you feel good. What might that be like for you? I want you to imagine how your life could be different. I want you to imagine how the world could be different. Because listen, if society is responsible for where we are at right now, the only way that that is going to change is one person at a time, and that means you. That means you deciding that you're not going to have that conversation anymore about how you need to lose weight or how you wish you looked like you did before or how you have this zit or how your face is droopy. None of it. That's how you change it. You just decide. You just make this empowered decision. I'm fucking beautiful. And I'm going to just really work on believing that that's true about me. I am going to not just say the words, I am going to decide on purpose. Nobody can make you decide. Only you can. But it's well within your control. You can do it. So that is my loving, tough love for you today. And listen, I take it to heart. I don't expect you to be perfect. I don't expect anyone to be perfect. And I hope that you don't expect perfection from yourself. It's not required. But what is one small step you can take today to take you a little closer to that goal? What might that look like? And maybe for you, it's deciding that you're ready to move forward. You're ready to get this for yourself. You're ready to start loving yourself and choosing yourself and deciding you're amazing. And you want help doing that. And if that's the case, I want you to go head on over to my bio or to the show notes, I guess it would be. And I want you to book a consult with me. Let's get together. Let's talk about what's going on with you. And let's put this to bed. Because you deserve to be happy and fulfilled and satisfied. Okay? Have a beautiful week. I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for listening. You can look forward to a new episode of this podcast every week. And hey, if you like this podcast, you are going to want to join my free Facebook community where I offer daily training and support. You can find it at joinamanda.ca. And if you are really ready to start changing your life, why don't you book a free consult? I promise you, you can start feeling better today. Head on over to the show notes to set that up.